Today's broadcast is pretty special. Instead of waiting weeks or perhaps months for an audio version of an article, we'll be publishing the audio and print version of Borderlands and the Bible Part 1, My Blood and Breath, simultaneously. God bless you for listening, and enjoy. Hi again. This is Nelson for VideoGamesInTheBible.com, and today we're talking about Borderlands. More specifically, we're talking about the Seraph. Now, the question is, what a Seraph? Well, in Borderlands 2, there are different weapon and item ranks. You know, common, uncommon, rare, epic. The second most powerful of the 8 ranks is the Seraph category. In this category, there are 3 items I'd like to point out. The Might of the Seraphs, the Blood of the Seraphs, and the Breath of the Seraphs. We'll deal with the Might of the Seraphs first. The description of this item is, become the unstoppable force. What force is more unstoppable than God? Psalm 76:7. Thou, talking about God, even thou art to be feared, and who may stand in thy sight when once thou art angry? This item also enhances the user's hand-to-hand combat abilities by 30%. Depending on the character you're using, this gives you a massive increase in strength and damage. 2 Samuel 22:35. He, talking about God, teacheth my hands to war, so that a bow of steel is broken by mine arms. Moving on to the Blood of the Seraphs. The description of this item is, their power courses through you. What does that mean? Psalm 62:11. God hath spoken once, twice have I heard this, that power belongeth unto God. Ephesians 4:6. One God and Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in you all. And Psalm 68:35 clarifies this even more. O God, thou art terrible out of thy holy places. The God of Israel is he that giveth strength and power unto his people. Blessed be God. And lastly, the Breath of the Seraphs. The description of this item is, their return is to be feared. And notice, it keeps talking about their power courses through you, their return is to be feared. What group are they talking about? We're going to see in a moment, but first, their return is to be feared. That easily compares to descriptions of the day of the Lord. Isaiah 13:6-11, howl ye, for the day of the Lord is at hand. It shall come as a destruction from the Almighty. Therefore shall all hands be faint, and every man's heart shall melt. And they shall be afraid. Pangs and sorrows shall take hold of them. They shall be in pain as a woman that travaileth. They shall be amazed one at another. Their faces shall be as flames. Behold, the day of the Lord cometh, cruel both with wrath and fierce anger, to lay the land desolate, and he shall destroy the sinners thereof out of it. For the stars of heaven and the constellations thereof shall not give their light. The sun shall be darkened in his going forth, and the moon shall not cause her light to shine. And I will punish the world for their evil, this is God speaking now, and the wicked for their iniquity, and I will cause the arrogancy of the proud to cease, and will lay low the haughtiness of the terrible. Now, the 3 items I just talked about alone, along with their descriptions and the biblical connections, are pretty significant, but they seem a bit disjointed, until you look at 1 John. 1 John 5:7. For there are 3 that bear record in heaven, the Father, God, the Word, Jesus, and the Holy Ghost, and these 3 are one. Now, remembering the names of the 3 items we went through, the Might of the Seraphs, the Blood of the Seraphs, the Breath of the Seraphs, and remember it kept talking about their, a plural, their return is to be feared, their power courses through you, the their seems to be the Trinity, mainly because the names and the effects of the 3 Seraph items we just went through match traits of the 3 persons of the Trinity. Here's how. First of all, Might of the Seraphs. That corresponds with the Father. Deuteronomy 3:24. O Lord God, thou hast begun to show thy servant thy greatness and thy mighty hand. For what God is there in heaven or in earth that can do according to thy works and according to thy might. Jeremiah 32:18. Thou showest loving kindness unto thousands, speaking of God, and recompensest the iniquity of the fathers into the bosom of their children after them. The great, the mighty God, the Lord of hosts, is his name. The blood of the seraphs. That lines up with the word, Jesus. You hear about his blood all throughout the New Testament. Revelation 1:5. And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us, and washed us from our sins in his own blood. Colossians 1:14-16. In whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by him were all things created, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him. Hebrews 9:14. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? Lastly, the breath of the seraphs. That links to the Holy Ghost. He's often compared to a wind. John 20:21-22. Then said Jesus to them again, Peace be unto you. As my Father hath sent me, even so send I you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them, and saith unto them, Receive ye the Holy Ghost. Acts 2:1-4. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven, as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now, all this data that we've covered connect to the Bible in about two ways that I can see thus far. First of all, this is putting God's might, his power, his glory in the hands of the player. Isaiah 42:8. I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. Isaiah 48:11. This is God speaking here. For mine own sake, even for mine own sake will I do it. For how should my name be polluted? And I will not give my glory unto another. Second, this is feeding into the desire of man to be God. Ezekiel 28:2. Son of man, say unto the prince of Tyrus, Thus saith the Lord God, Because thine heart is lifted up, and thou hast said, I am a God, I sit in the seat of God, in the midst of the seas. Yet thou art a man and not God, though thou set thine heart as the heart of God. And this thread continues in Ezekiel 28:6-9, later on in the chapter. This is the judgment pronounced upon this man. Therefore thus saith the Lord God, Because thou hast set thine heart as the heart of God, behold, therefore I will bring strangers upon thee, the terrible of the nations, and they shall draw their swords against the beauty of thy wisdom, and they shall defile thy brightness. They shall bring thee down to the pit, and thou shalt die the deaths of them that are slain in the midst of the seas. Wilt thou yet say before him that slayeth thee, I am God? But thou shalt be a man and no God in the hand of him that slayeth thee. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be right back with more Video Games in the Bible Live. Since we dealt with the seraph items in the previous section, now we can deal with the seraph guardians. Who are the seraph guardians? They're actually how you earn seraph weapons and items. These beings are very powerful. In fact, one guardian, Pyrocaustic Pete the Ultra Invincible, had 133,052,592 points of health. Not only are they powerful, they're supposedly invincible. Just look at their names. Pyropete the Invincible, Hyperius the Invincible, Veracitus the Invincible. Invincibility is defined by dictionary.com as incapable of being conquered, defeated, or subdued. Sounds like God again. Deuteronomy 32:39, God speaking. See now that I, even I, am he, and there is no God with me. I kill, and I make alive. I wound, and I heal. Neither is there any that can deliver out of my hand. Also, to come into the presence of a seraph guardian to be able to fight him, you must pay a fee or offering of 8 iridium. Leviticus 16:3. Thus shall Aaron come into the holy place. Coming into the holy place was coming into the very presence of God. Thus shall Aaron come into the holy place with a young bullock for a sin offering and a ram for a burnt offering. Not surprisingly, some seraph guardians are even worshipped, as in the case of Veracitus the Invincible. The following quote is from Borderlands Wiki. Veracitus is a stalker the size of a small building that is only accessible once the fall of Nakayama, a mission, has been completed. The natives believe he is a god. Deuteronomy 8:19-20. And it shall be, if thou do at all forget the Lord thy God, and walk after other gods, and serve them, and worship them, I testify against you this day that ye shall surely perish. As the nations which the Lord destroyeth before your face, so shall ye perish, because ye would not be obedient unto the voice of the Lord your God. The fact that seraph guardians have characteristics like God is interesting, especially considering that seraphs are mentioned in the Bible. Like everything else, they are created by God himself and are described worshiping him in Isaiah 6. Isaiah 6, 1-3. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphims. Each one had 6 wings. With 20 he covered his face, and with 20 he covered his feet, and with 20 he did fly. And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy. Remember that phrase, it's going to be important later. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. As a bit of a side note, Borderlands mocked their worshiping of God with the description of their seraphim gun. The description? Holy? Question mark. Holy? Question mark. Holy! As in, full of holes. Jude 1:17-19. But beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how that they told you there should be mockers in the last time, who should walk after their own ungodly lusts. These be they who separate themselves, sensual, having not the Spirit. Coming back to the main topic, this sets up the seraphs, the created beings, as gods, in a place of worship above their Creator. Romans 1:24-25. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lusts of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. That's it for today. Thank you so much for listening, and God bless you until next time.